Are you the beating heart of your business? The unmovable hub around which everything turns? It might feel empowering and quite gratifying to your ego. But what if I told you that being the hub is actually shackling you, limiting your business's potential, and stealing your personal freedom? In today's episode, we're diving into the hub and spoke driver of value. We're going to uncover how this seemingly dominant position could be your downfall and how stepping out of it can transform not just your business, but your very life. If you're ready to break free, challenge the status quo, and take control of your destiny, then put everything aside and listen in. This episode might just be the catalyst that you need. Welcome to the Serve Strong, Finish Strong podcast, the show for business owners in their 40s and 50s who desire freedom, opportunity, and options in their fourth quarter of life. I'm your host, Scott Kochenour, and in today's episode, we're focusing on a compelling aspect of company growth and leadership. It's known as the hub and spoke model. Now, this concept is one of the 8 key drivers in John Warillo's Value Builder System, a renowned framework that adds business owners and enhances the value of their companies. The hub and spoke model is often compared to a wheel, where the hub or center represents a key individual within a company. Now, that's often the owner or founder around whom all activities will revolve. While this centralized approach might seem effective at first glance, it can lead to significant vulnerabilities and limitations for both the business and the individual at the hub. So what happens when the hub is removed or the dependence on it is lessened? That's what we're going to explore today. In this show, we're going to break down the principles of the hub and spoke driver, and we're going to focus on how reducing dependence on the owner or key employees can bring substantial benefits to the organization and personal freedom to the founder. From cross-training and delegation to succession planning, this episode will equip you with insights and actionable strategies to transform your role from being the hub to becoming an empowering leader. Whether you're a business owner, aspiring entrepreneur, or simply intrigued by the dynamics of the organizational success, this episode promises to be an enlightening journey. So now that I've caught your attention, let's peel back the layers of this concept. Let's explore what it really means to be the hub of your business. It's more complex than you might think, and it's time to dissect the realities and the risks. So let's begin by understanding the hub and spoke model itself and how it applies to your world. In our daily lives, we often come across wheels. It's a simple structure, and yet the hub's central position is vital to its function. In the same way, in many businesses, the owner or a key employee becomes the hub around which everything revolves. Now, while this may seem effective, the question you have to ask yourself is, what happens if the hub is disrupted or, worse yet, removed? In business, the consequences can be devastating. In the world of business, the hub represents more than just a central point. It often symbolizes a gravitational force that pulls everything toward it. Whether it's decisions, responsibilities, or even crises, the hub attracts it all. This concentrated power might seem like strength, but can also be a significant weakness, stifling growth and creating vulnerabilities. When we think about a wheel's functionality, it's clear that the hub alone doesn't make it work. It requires the right balance, proper spokes, and an overall structure that can adapt and move. Now, in the same way, in a business, the hub needs to be connected, not central. The focus needs to be creating connections, alignments, and an adaptable framework that serves the entire organization's success. Now, I want to segue into what I'm calling this segment as the pitfalls of being the hub. Imagine a scenario where everything in your business depends on you. Every decision, every approval, every crisis lands on your desk. Sound familiar? This is the reality for many business owners who find themselves in the hub. While it may feel like control, it's often a path to exhaustion and burnout and a business that's precariously reliant on one person. The hub position often brings with it an illusion of power and control. Every decision feels crucial, every action critical, and the thought of stepping away may seem unthinkable. But this centralized model also brings isolation and stress and a lack of scalability. It actually ties your personal well-being to the daily fluctuations of the business. Let me repeat that. Being in the hub and spoke, the hub of your business, it ties your personal well-being to the daily functions of the business. Those of you listening who are in this right now know exactly what I'm talking about. The risks extend beyond personal strain. They can affect the company's entire valuation. A business that's highly dependent on a single individual is less attractive to potential buyers or investors. It's a fragile structure that can crumble with the removal of one key piece. As appealing as being the hub might seem, it's a position that's full of hidden dangers. So, let's move into the benefits of moving out of the hub. The journey from the hub to a more distributed, resilient structure isn't just a shift in responsibilities. You can't just say, okay, person A, you do this. Person B, you do that. Person C, you do this. And I'm going to go take a vacation. No, it's more of a transformation in your mindset. It's recognizing that empowering others and standardizing your processes and fostering leadership at different levels creates more robust, adaptable, and attractive businesses. It's about looking at the bigger picture and understanding that the wheel turns smoothly when every part functions cohesively. Now, this shift isn't just about survival. It's about growth. It opens up new avenues for innovation and creativity and expansion. By reducing the dependence on the hub, the entire business can move more swiftly and can adapt more readily, and it can reach new heights. The benefits are not only immediate, but in fact, they lay the groundwork for long-term success and value. So, what's the alternative? How can we move out of the hub position without losing control? Because I can hear you saying, okay, if I step out of this critical position, the whole thing is going to fall apart. Okay, well, before you jump to that conclusion, the answers lie in the principles that constitute the hub and spoke driver. Let me share with you five things that you'll need to be thinking about as you think about moving out of your hub position. Number one, cross-training and delegation. When you train your team across different roles and delegating responsibilities, you're freeing yourself from daily operations, creating time for strategic thinking and personal pursuits. Now remember, a successful leader doesn't just delegate, he or she empowers others. Cross-training and delegation are more than just operational tactics. They are cultural shifts. By empowering team members to take on varied responsibilities and roles, you foster an environment of learning and collaboration and growth. And it also creates a more resilient structure where absences or departures don't derail daily operations. And you know that absences and departures happen all the time. Not only that, delegation helps in nurturing leadership within the team. When you entrust others with responsibilities, You're not just taking tasks off your plate. You are literally building confidence, you're building skills, and you're building ownership within your team. That's a pathway to sustainable growth and a more engaged, capable workforce. Number two, let's talk about documented processes and procedures. Standardizing your operations consistency, and more importantly, it allows others to step into roles without constant guidance and micromanagement, by the way. This fosters independence within your team and grants you the freedom to step back. When you document processes and procedures, it's like creating a roadmap for success within your organization. It provides clarity, consistency, and a shared understanding of how things are done. It's like everyone knows what to do, how to do it, when to do it, and why. This common language ensures that standards are met, quality is maintained, and that the business is not reliant on an individual's memory or interpretation, both of which can really mess things up. Beyond daily operations, having a well-documented procedure set up supports training and scalability and compliance. It's a foundation on which you can build and expand and innovate. And by codifying best practices, you pave the way for continuous improvement and create a framework that supports both current needs and future growth. So let's talk about strong middle management. Investing in middle management is like adding support spokes to your wheel. These leaders can make decisions, they can guide the team, and they can keep things running smoothly even in your absence. Strong middle management serves as a bridge between the executive level and the frontline employees. They are the day-to-day leaders who ensure that strategies are implemented. Of course, remember, you have to have those strategies documented, like we said earlier. They ensure that goals are achieved and that the team is supported. So by investing in competent middle management, you create a multi-layered leadership structure that brings stability and dynamism. In addition to these managers, they become your eyes and your ears within the organization. They provide insights and feedback and hands-on perspective that might otherwise be missed. They uncover blind spots. They contribute to decision-making, problem-solving, and foster a culture where employees feel heard and valued. And I got to tell you, in this day and age, when it's hard to find people, and when you finally find them, you want to keep them, one of the best things you can do is create a culture where employees feel heard and valued. So these middle managers are not just about oversight. They're about connection and communication and collaboration. Now, we're on a list of five things, if you're not sure. Number four that I'd like to share with you, and that is balanced decision-making structure. When you have a balanced decision-making structure, this is where collaborative decision-making enriches your business with diverse perspectives. It takes the pressure off you as the sole decision-maker and fosters a more resilient and innovative culture. A balanced decision-making structure is about embracing diversity of thought within your organization. It's about recognizing that great ideas come from anywhere and that inclusive participation in decision-making leads to more innovative and well-rounded solutions. Look, you don't have the entire perspective. When you have balanced decision-making, it promotes a sense of ownership and alignment across the different levels of your organization. In addition to that, this structure relieves the pressure from the hub as the sole decision maker. It allows for richer debates, consideration of varied perspectives, and a much more nuanced approach to complex challenges. You need that kind of approach, especially in today's business environment. And by distributing the decision-making power, you foster a culture of trust and respect and shared accountability. Are you noticing a theme in these items? This culture of trust, this culture of respect and accountability, that's really what you're doing. You're not just delegating tasks. You're creating culture. And let me share one more in this list of five about getting out of the hub. and it's called succession planning. And we hear a lot about succession planning. What is succession planning really? Succession planning is future-proofing your business, the transitions that ensure that your company thrives beyond you. There will be transitions. The question is not, will there be transitions? The question is, when there are transitions, have you ensured that your company will thrive beyond those transitions? Succession planning also prepares you for new opportunities, whether it's retirement, which is a bad word, I know. It's not really retirement. It's shifting to something else that's more vocationally aligned for you. Or maybe it's a new venture. Or a well-deserved vacation. Succession planning is often seen through the lens of continuity and risk management. But it's more profound than that. It's about nurturing talent, creating growth paths, and ensuring that leadership transitions are smooth and strategic. It's a sign of a mature, forward-looking organization that values stability and long-term success. And I got to tell you, stability and long-term success are what buyers are looking for. Listen, succession planning aligns with personal goals, especially for business owners looking toward doing something different, a career shift, or any new opportunity, even if it includes getting down on the floor with your grandkids. Knowing that there's a plan and that legacy is secure and that the business is in capable hands, that will give you peace of mind and freedom. Freedom is what we want in our fourth quarter, isn't it? It's a vital step, this succession planning. It's a vital step in truly moving out of the hub and into a new phase of life and career. So let me share with you an example of an American business history that illustrates the movement from a hub-and-spoke model. It involves Howard Schultz and Starbucks. Howard Schultz, the former CEO of Starbucks, realized the importance of moving away from the hub-and-spoke model to allow for the company's growth and scalability. Schultz was instrumental in Starbucks' early success, but understood that being at the center of every decision would limit the company's ability to expand and innovate. In his transition from CEO to executive chairman, and eventually stepping down from active management, Schultz focused on building a strong leadership team and empowering them to make decisions. He invested in training and mentorship and created a culture that encouraged innovation and responsibility at all levels. This decentralization allowed Starbucks to grow into a global brand with thousands of stores around the world. And the shift away from the hub and spoke model not only enabled business growth, but allowed Schultz to focus on other ventures and philanthropy, aligning with his personal values and aspirations. Schultz's leadership journey at Starbucks is a shining example of how stepping out of the hub position can lead to tremendous business success and personal fulfillment. It's a case study in strategic decision, leadership development, and the alignment of business goals with a broader life vision. Let me share with you another example, and this comes from Ray Dalio, who is the founder of Bridgewater Associates. Ray is one of the world's largest hedge fund owners. He is the founder of Bridgewater Associates, one of the largest hedge funds in the world, and he has been a proponent of a unique company culture that moves away from traditional hub-and-spoke leadership models. Known for his philosophy of, quote, radical transparency, close quote, Dalio has implemented a system where decisions are made collectively and all employees are encouraged to challenge ideas, regardless of their rank. Now, he wrote a book called Principles. It's a very interesting book. It sits on my shelf and I pull it out and look at sections of it, and I learn something every time I do. So in his book Principles, Dalio shares how he learned that centralizing decision-making around himself was a barrier to the company's growth. Realizing the limitations of being the sole decision-maker, he began to cultivate a culture of open dialogue and shared responsibility. And this included implementing tools and practices that allowed for decentralized decision-making and encouraging collaboration and empowering employees at all levels. Dalio's willingness to step out of the hub position and foster a more inclusive, transparent environment allowed Bridgewater to literally thrive. They created a robust system that didn't rely solely on him. And this approach has not only led the firm's financial success, but has also made him a thought leader and his business a thought leader in the industry. So by stepping away from the hub and spoke model, Dalio has also been able to focus on philanthropy, writing, and sharing his principles with a wider audience, aligning his business success with his personal mission and passions. Are you getting the point? Are you seeing the picture? The more you get out of the hub and spoke, the more aligned you can be with your own personal mission and your own personal passions. Ray Dalio's approach at Bridgewater Associates offers an insightful example of how transitioning from the hub and spoke model can result in a more resilient, innovative organization and allow you, the founder, to pursue your other meaningful endeavors. And it's a testament to the power of distributed leadership and the value of shared decision-making process. So we've unpacked the strategies to escape the hub. But what does it mean for you personally? How does stepping out of this role impact your life and your relationships and your dreams? Let me segue to our final segment, where we'll explore the profound personal impacts of this transition, shedding light on a path that leads to more than just business success. Let's talk about you. Moving out of the hub isn't just about business resilience. We're talking about personal freedom and growth and well-being. Think of the time for family and hobbies and self-care. Imagine the space to explore new ideas without the constant pressure of the nitpicking daily operations. That's the power of stepping out of the hub. Stepping out of the hub is more than a business strategy. It's a life choice. And as you approach your fourth quarter, you have to face this life choice. There is no other way around it. You have to face this choice. And it means embracing a life that is not consumed by daily tasks, endless decisions, and constant pressure. It's a path toward health, better health, more time with those you care about, and space for personal growth and hobbies. It's about reclaiming your life beyond the business. Let's face it, moving away from the hub position creates new opportunities. It allows you to explore other adventures and contribute in different ways, even mentor or invest in new areas. It unleashes creativity and innovation and broader vision for what's possible yet in your life and in your career. It's not just a loss of control, but a gain of possibilities, both professionally and personally.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Are you looking to start your own podcast but don't know where to begin? Look no further than theschoolofpodcasting.com. Our comprehensive online courses and one-on-one coaching will teach you everything you need to know, from equipment and editing to marketing and monetization. At theschoolofpodcasting.com, you'll be creating high-quality, engaging content in no time. Say goodbye to frustration and uncertainty, and hello to the community at theschoolofpodcasting.com.
Now, just between you and me, let's take a moment to reflect on what you really, really, really want for that final stretch, the fourth quarter of your life. Look, you've built a business. You've been the driving force, the hub. But is that where you see yourself forever? I'm calling you to imagine a life where your hard work pays off, not just in success, but in time. Time for the things that matter most to you, your family, passions, travel, or for simply living. Think about the legacy that you want to leave behind, not just in business, but in life. Stepping out of the hub isn't just a strategic move, it is a deeply personal move. It's about reclaiming your identity beyond the business. It's about embracing opportunities you never thought possible. And it's about crafting a life that's rich in experiences, connections, and fulfillment. This isn't just about business growth. It's about life growth. You've spent years in the driver's seat, controlling every turn, every bump in the road. But what if the real adventure begins when you let go of the wheel and trust others and allow yourself to be driven by passion and curiosity and joy? The fourth quarter of life doesn't have to be a winding down. Oh, no. It can be a renaissance, a time of exploration, and redefining success on your terms. This is your life. This is your journey. And it's never too late to steer it in a new, exhilarating direction. I hope today's exploration of the hub and spoke driver has resonated with you deeply. I hope it has opened your eyes to new possibilities and ignited a desire for change. It's time to take the wheel and steer your life toward greater freedom and fulfillment. But I don't want to leave you with just thoughts and reflections. I want to equip you with a tangible action. So in wrapping up today's episode, I want you to reflect on where you stand with your business. Are you the hub, or have you begun the journey toward a more balanced, empowering role? Remember, the hub and spoke driver is not about losing control. It's about gaining balance and stability and growth and personal freedom. So here is a top action that once this episode is done and you get out of your car or you step away from the desk, wherever you are listening to this podcast, here's something you can do. Schedule a meeting with your key team members next week. Use this meeting to openly discuss your role as the hub and explore ways to begin delegating responsibilities, empowering others. Share your vision for the business and for your life, and invite input on how to transition toward a more balanced, empowering structure. Remember, the first step toward change is always the most challenging, but it's also the most rewarding. I strongly encourage you to make that step today and start your journey out of the hub and into a life filled with endless possibilities. Are you ready to schedule that meeting for next week? I hope you are. Thank you so much for tuning into the Serve Strong, Finish Strong podcast. If you found value in today's episode, please share it with someone you know that might benefit from these insights. I would love for you to send your reactions and your comments and your questions to me. Just simply email me at coach@servingstrong.com and be sure to put podcast in the subject line. I'm Scott Kochenour, and I look forward to sharing more wisdom with you in the next episode. Until then, keep thriving and growing. This has been another episode of the Serve Strong, Finish Strong podcast. I take your time very seriously. Therefore, my pledge is to continue bringing you information and insight you need to be successful in your adventure as you finish strong. Be sure to check the show notes for the information related in this episode. Subscribe to be notified when new shows drop and leave a review if you're so inclined. I'll talk to you next time.